Good morning. We are talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram, recapping the Common Council meeting that happened on Tuesday evening. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Lori. Great to see you again.
Yes, and I know there was a lot of different things you wanted to talk about. We'll kick it off. Health insurance.
Yeah, so this year we're on the state health insurance program through the state of Wisconsin, employee trust funds. We've been on that, WRS as well. We've been on that for, I think, going on 5 years now, and it's one of the, we had to switch from a consortium to the state plan, and this year the rates went up again, of course, like everybody else.
Everybody else.
Yeah. So the Common Council agreed, and we made a decision to currently this year, Lori, we're on a, it's called P14, which is a lower deductible plan. And with that lower deductible plan continuing, we would see an increase to our general fund budget of $151,000 next year. So the Common Council made the decision to go to P17, which is the higher deductible plan. And that'll bring our our increase to $51,000 next year. Now, with the higher deductible plan, the employees are still going to see a reduction in their overall contribution for the year compared to this year. So there's going to be a reduction for all the employees and also a reduction for the city as well. It's just a matter of if you go to the doctor, your deductible will be higher now before you meet it. Before it was $500,000, now I think it's $1,003,000, I believe, or $3,500. So it's a little bit higher deductible that a lot of people are on currently. So it was a tough decision, but overall for the city, the employers are still coming out on the front end, and the taxpayers will come out on the front end because of the lower hit to the general fund.
And I know there was a special sign request as well that the Common Council had to go through.
Yeah, a residential resident contacted Superintendent or Public Works Superintendent Nick Gilbert's about an autistic child area and where autistic child is, and sometimes they are outside playing, which they should. And so, just to warn traffic, we're going to be placing a couple signs in that residential neighborhood for that family and that child.
And I know there are some farmland leases as well that were discussed.
Yeah, so the farmland leases do end this year. So we have farmland to the north in our North Gateway Business Park, or TID 9, out there by Frito-Lay. There's some farmland. And then we have a lot of land at the airport and some, and a lot at the Larvier Farm Park. So those leases end at the end of this calendar year, 2025. So I'll be sending the new lease bids for leases for next year, for the next 3 years, 26, 27, and 28. And those will be posted in the paper. There'll be copies here at City Hall for the current farmers that do lease the land, as well as any other interested parties that want to farm the area in Prairie du Chien. The biggest thing that that we request is that we're able to place our sludge from the sewer department on that property. So that's one thing they have to abide with, giving us that opportunity to place our sludge for fertilizer on those properties as well.
And of course, we've talked about this a lot. It's been talked about numerous times, but I don't know that everybody is prepared for it, or maybe we are. The roundabout project on Iowa and Wisconsin streets that will be coming up next summer. I know that was discussed in the city council meeting on Tuesday as well.
Yeah, so I want to just, first, before we discuss about the parcels that were approved, just to remind the listening public that everybody's saying, well, why is the city doing the roundabout project next year when the Lansing Bridge was going to be closed, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the roundabout project was well before, as you know from you and I meeting and discussing this, the roundabout project was decided on well before the Lansing Bridge being shut down for next year. So,
Decide to shut down the bridge till this summer. So.
Right. And you and I have been talking about this for about a year or two, maybe.
Exactly.
About if you go back to listen to all the recaps, I know this has been going on for a couple
gonna
of
say,
years,
this
right,
has
Lori?
Been, I mean, obviously this isn't the city planning the roundabouts. This is a Wisconsin DOT project, correct?
Yes.
And so that's also important to remember is that the DOT plans these projects out years in advance.
Correct. Now, granted, we're going to do some water and sewer work within it when the roads come.
Well, you might as well while it's tore up.
Yeah, we always do, right?
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's a few other things. So just to let the general public know that, you know, yes, it's going to be a busy summer next year with the Illinois Street as well as this and the Lansing Bridge being closed. But just to let the public know that we're working on for the DOT for this project, and we'll make unless they decide to change it. We have not been informed anything yet, just so the public knows that as well, Lori. We have not been told anything of changes, so we're planning on next summer as well. So the action that was approved was just some parcels that they need to buy up. The state needs to buy up for the project, similar to the one that they did on Marquette Road, so property owned by other people. And those were approved last night. So the city pays those, and then that's all reimbursed. So it's paid to by us to the DOT, and then the DOT, or to the parcel owners, excuse me, but then the DOT turn around and reimburses that entire amount back to the city. So it doesn't affect our general fund budget. It's just a wash for those. So.
And I know then you moved into closed session as well.
Yeah, so the closed session was to approve moving forward with a development agreement with Design Homes for the North Michigan property, which we've also talked about in the past. And that was approved as well. So we will work on getting the paperwork and get that to closing. And you'll see some construction in the very near future on North 700 block in North Michigan. One house is already paid for. There's an owner, so that'll be great to go. And they got another one that'll be in production soon. And then they have first right of refusal on the two other lots. There's four lots total there. And they have the first right of refusal, on the two other lots. And a big thing with the development agreement that when we were talking with Randy Weeks and his team at Design Homes is they, you know, if they put a spec home in and they rent it, in the development agreement, we made sure that the rentals would not be short-term rentals, okay? So it has to be a long-term lease or a long-term rental. It will not be any VRBOs or Airbnbs for those properties. So there'll be houses, more residential housing. It does fall under the affordable housing for the cost of the housing. So we're very excited to provide additional and more housing, which we know is a crucial factor. Nate and I work on this, work on this constantly together. And these are four more residentials in the future that people will be able to purchase and live in our great city of Prairie du Chien.
All right, we are talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram, recapping the Common Council meeting on Tuesday evening. Thanks for joining us, Chad.
Yeah, we'll talk again after October 7th.
That's crazy. It'll be October.
October, it's fall, it's football season, it's
leaf season, it's apple season, it's all of it. It's Oktoberfest.
Winterize your boat season.
Yes, yes.
All right, we'll talk soon, Lori.
Thanks. Talking with Chad Abram, the Prairie du Chien City Administrator.